USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC wants to clarify the new guidelines on mask wearing if you've been fully vaccinated for the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday she's simply delivering the science that is constantly changing.
It evolved over this last week. The cases came down over this last 2 weeks, and so that's I delivered it as soon as I can when we had that information available.
Several states are now dropping mask mandates, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which will end their mandate May 21st. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
It was a big finish that surprised everyone in the crowd. Ron Bauer is the winner of the Preakness. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
The 146th running of the Preakness Stakes produced an unexpected result that ensures a Triple Crown winner won't be crowned this year. Ron Bauer, a 12-1 underdog, took the run for the Black-Eyed Susans, running down Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit and co-favorite Midnight Bourbon on the final straightaway. Jockey Flavian Pratt rode Ron Bauer to victory in his first Preakness Stakes and said that he was hoping a good kick at the end would bring them victory.
Naturally, down the backside, he was traveling well and was passing horses one by one. So I was pretty confident going to a 3-8 pole. And then, as you said, I was behind the two, some of the favorite in the race, and I was traveling well. I thought, well, maybe if he switched lead and give me a good kick, I might be able to run them down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Some of the outrage directed at Israel follows the destruction of a high-rise building in Gaza City. One of them housed the offices of international media companies, including the Associated Press. Their CEO, Gary Pruitt, was on CNN.
Our folks are doing their best to report from their locations at home, but also the world's media has been incredibly generous in offering help and support and office space for us to operate on a temporary basis while we seek additional office space. But it's a difficult situation right now. It certainly impairs our ability to report. It doesn't silence us, but it certainly hurts. We've been in that building for 15 years. We had no indication Hamas was operating out of that building. We do check that to the best of our ability because, of course, we would never knowingly endanger our journalists. But can we say for sure? No, we can't. But, you know, our goal is to report neutrally from Israel, from Gaza, report the facts, not take sides, and try to stay out of the crossfire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.